This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Croods: A New Age had the biggest opening of any film release during the pandemic. The animated sequel garnered an estimated $9.7 million domestically over the course of the long weekend, bringing the five-day Thanksgiving weekend tally to $14.2 million. Internationally, the DreamWorks film pulled in $20.8 million. Nothing crude about that. Sorry. Barack Obama says Drake has his approval to play him in a potential biopic. The former president said, quote, "Drake seems to be able to do anything he wants, so if the time comes and he's ready," unquote. Drake began his career as an actor appearing in the Canadian series Degrassi Junior High from 2001 to 2008. If it'll happen, it's God's plan. Sorry. Again! Pixar has built an incredible reputation for filmmaking since its first feature film, Toy Story. The most successful director from the studio is Pete Docter, whose next film, Soul, will be released on Disney Plus Christmas Day. Docter has directed three of Pixar's biggest films, Monsters, Inc., Up, and Inside Out, all of which grossed over $250 million just in the U.S. Show off. Harry Styles appears in the latest issue of Vogue wearing a skirt. Although the photos caused some controversy, the magazine is already a huge hit. In fact, there's a waiting list for fans to get their hands on a copy. A spokesperson said, quote, "We sold 40,000 subscriptions since launch a little over a week ago and have already ordered a second print run," unquote. Maybe they should do that every month. Floribama Shore has halted filming after a member of the production team tested positive for the coronavirus. Due to the positive test, the cast and crew have been quarantined for 2 weeks at Lake Havasu, Arizona, where the latest season of the MTV reality series is being filmed. A premiere date for season 4 of the series has not yet been announced, and won't be anytime soon. Megan Fox and Mindy Kaling were apparently ensnared in a Ponzi scheme by an alleged PR exec, claims a Manhattan firm, which says it was duped out of $2.5 million in the con. Marketing guru Andrew Garson, who was named to the top 40 under 40 list by PR Week magazine, was indicted on wire fraud charges and is being sued for $10 million. How's he gonna spin that? The Golden Globes have made a habit of overlooking Ethan Hawke, recognizing the four-time Oscar nominee only once for his supporting role in Boyhood in 2014. Hawke does seem to be a shoo-in this year for playing John Brown, a wild-eyed abolitionist leading a misfit brigade of soldiers in Showtime's limited series The Good Lord Bird. The pundits are saying he'll win in January. We'll see. Selena Gomez fans took offense to jokes about her kidney transplant in Peacock's new Saved by the Bell reboot. In the scene, two Bayside High students speculate about the identity of Gomez's donor after having their phones taken away by the school's principal. Several tasteless jokes follow. Peacock made a donation to Gomez's charity, but should really give this reboot the boot. Hearts Ann Wilson says a biopic written and directed by fellow musician and Seattle native Carrie Brownstein is in the works at Amazon. Wilson said, quote, "I saw the first draft of the script. It's really cool," unquote, adding that Brownstein is working with Linda Obst, who produced Sleepless in Seattle and Interstellar. The script starts in childhood and ends up in the 90s when Ann got fat. A petition to axe Amber Heard from Aquaman 2 has received almost 1.6 million signatures following Johnny Depp's Fantastic Beasts departure. The petition has received signatures from more than half of its targeted 3 million pledges. Created by Gene Larson, the petition claims Heard is a liar and that Depp should be kept on. You can't make this shit up. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has released a new boozy Dwayne Da Claus holiday ice cream line. Johnson is once again donning the jolly red hat and suit to introduce his second collection of holiday ice creams for Salt and Straw. His new limited edition Dwayne's Terramana Spiked Eggnog Ice Cream, made with the actor's own tequila, is available now. Make mine a double. Laverne Cox, 48, revealed that she and her friend were attacked in Griffith Park in LA because she's transgender. Cox said she was still kind of in shock and super triggered over the assault. Laverne shared that she and her friend went for a socially distanced walk at the popular California hiking site, and a man confronted them and beat her friend. Hope the cops catch this creep. The centuries-old game of chess is suddenly cool, thanks to the Netflix hit The Queen's Gambit. In the 3 weeks after the series premiered, unit sales of chess sets jumped 87% in the U.S., and chess book sales rose an amazing 600%. The show centers on the fictional character Beth Harmon, a teen chess prodigy who takes on the best players in the world. Check. Lenny Kravitz is adding photo curator to his list of talents. The Let Love Rule singer helmed a Herman Leonard photo exhibition at Church Boutique in L.A. Kravitz said, quote, "Herman Leonard was an exceptionally beautiful human being who brilliantly captured the history of jazz in the making. I was blessed to become his friend, and I am pleased to present this collection," unquote. Cool, man. The Trash Bin. The voice contestant Ryan Gallagher has been removed from the competition after breaking the production's COVID-19 protocols. Gallagher was absent from the last live playoffs. He said, quote, "Thank you for your concern for my family. Everybody's fine. I didn't drop out of the show. 2020, you are an interesting one," unquote. Yes, and you are an idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Doctors say the CDC should warn people that side effects from the COVID vaccine won't be a walk in the park. Amazon's $600 router system isn't cheap, but it can help fix your bad Wi-Fi. Zoom investors are looking to post-pandemic 2021, even with current growth at 300%. YouTube barred OAN for 1 week after the right-wing outlet uploaded a fake cure for the coronavirus. Now that's fake news.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Croods, A New Age, remains on top for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Bad Bunny, El Ultimo Tour del Mundo.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
It's Barack Obama, A Promised Land, for the second week.
Puerto Rican rapper, singer, songwriter Bad Bunny is one of a kind. His music is a hybrid of Latin trap, rock, and soul. He's known for his slurred vocal style and his cool fashion sense. He first gained popularity on SoundCloud and was eventually signed to a record label while working in a supermarket as a bagger and studying at the University of Puerto Rico. Following the release of his breakthrough single, Soy Peor, in 2016, he rose to stardom after collaborating with Cardi B and Drake on the singles I Like It and Mia, which hit number one and number three on the U.S. charts, respectively. Earlier this year, he performed at the Super Bowl halftime show with J-Lo and Shakira. Now he's got a new song, and we love it. Here's Bad Bunny featuring Jay Cortez with the song of the week, Dakiti.
Baby, a ti no me pongo, y siempre te lo pongo. Y si tú me tiras, vamos a nadar el hondo. Si por mí te lo pongo, de septiembre hasta agosto. A mis cojones lo que digan tu amiga, ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me ve, ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que yo te llevaré. Dime qué quieres beber, es que tú eres mi bebé. Y de nosotros quién va a hablar, si no, no te vamos a ver.
Mami, me tienes buqueado, sí. Si fuera la Uru, me tuviese parqueado, dando vueltas por condado. Siempre arrebatado.
Tú no eres mi señora, pero toma 5,000, gástalo en Sephora. Louis Vuitton ya no compra en Pandora. Como piercing a los hombres perfora.
That That was Bad Bunny featuring Jay Cortez with the song of the week, Dakiti. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.